This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So I want to imagine yourself in your grave and the angels, they approach you. They ask you the three all-important questions to see if you pass the test of life. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? And who is your prophet? Imagine you're in that state right now. Will you be able to answer those questions? You need to live by these answers so you can answer them in your grave. But a person can't live by something that he or she does not know. So you have to learn these things. For that reason, we have a Islamic studies program and we'd like to invite you to take a look at the program by joining our Telegram group at the link below. And if you like it, inshallah ta'ala, and you think this is something that could be suitable for you and you may be able to learn your deen here, then you can register for the first year of our program. And hopefully, we see you on the other side. Assalamu alaikum.
Ashab al-thuruth, who are those who are entitled to a third of the inheritance?
Daughter.
Did you hear the question? Ashab al-thuruth. A third, not two thirds.
Oh, a
third. A third. Third. What are the two? Does anyone have an idea? Mother? Jimmy. Who's this one? Al-Ikhwatu li-Umm. Mom, al-ikhwa li-umm are half brothers from which side? From mom's side. Half brothers from mom's side. Previously we spoke about the ikhwa to the ab. Did we? Oh, we spoke about the ukht the ab, right? The half sister from which side? Father's side. She's entitled to how much? Half of the inheritance, providing how many conditions? Five. Good. There are cases when Al-Ikhwatu, or is it Al-Ukhtu li-Ab? The half-sister from the father's side is entitled to two-thirds. When is that? One or more sisters, and also the four conditions met, right? طيب. This is not our discussion today. Do you guys get that? Al-Umm, Al-Ikhwatu li-Umm. There are conditions. In order for her to take a third, there are conditions that need to be met. Okay, there are conditions that need to be met. We will come on to the conditions. But before we do, everybody got that written down, right? Al-Umm, Ikhwatu li-Umm. Sah? I want to quickly touch on, inshaAllah ta'ala, Mas'alatu العمريتين. The two issues pertaining to the judgment of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tell me, what does مسألة العمرية mean? طيب, what were they? What are the scenarios?
So the first one is if you find husband, mom, dad.
Husband?
Mom, dad.
طيب, he said husband, mom, dad. What would the base number be?
Six.
Six. How many do you give the husband? Mom?
So she gets a third of what's remaining.
Which is?
One.
Good. Dad? Pretty straightforward, right? This is the first of the two. Okay, what was the second scenario? That Umar issued a judgment on? So instead of the husband, he would be what? Wife. So the base number is going to be out of?
12.
No,
12.
Forget about a 12. Huh? You're trying to... 4. Straight away 4. You don't need to go into 12. You don't need to calculate it the way you would normally do. Straight away 4. These are just two numbers that you have to what? Memorize. 4 and 6. Are they? Does that make sense? Pretty straightforward, صح? Can someone repeat it for me one last time? What was the first scenario?
Husband, mom, and dad.
Husband, mom, and dad. Base number is out of?
Six.
Six. Second scenario?
Wife, mom, and dad.
Wife, mom, and dad. Everybody got that, right? These are the conditions. Number one, two, three. In order for the mum to get a third, which one is more, third or a sixth? In order for her to get a third or a sixth, which one is more? طيب, Allah said in the Quran, وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٍ. The parents, they are entitled to a sixth each if the deceased leaves behind a child. So now if I die tomorrow, my two parents are alive. Taymiyyah is alive as well. How much do my parents get each? A sixth each. There's no children in the equation. There are no children in the equation. Allah says, وَلِأَبْوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكِ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبْوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ. If there are no children in the equation, then the mother, she takes her third. So the first condition is that there is no children. There are no children in the equation. There are no children in the equation. In Arabic, it means عدم الفرع الوارث أو عدم الفرع الوارث. That's the first condition. Second condition is, in order for her to take a third, there can't be any brothers and sisters of the deceased. There are no what? There are no brothers and sisters in the equation. So if there's like two or more, that means there are brothers and sisters in the equation. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِي أُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ. As Allah says, if there are brothers and sisters, okay, in the equation, mother takes how much? A sixth. Allah clearly says in the Quran, وَلِأَبُوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَارِثُ أَبُوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ. The moment you find that the deceased has left behind brothers and sisters, خلاص, automatically she doesn't take her third. Number three. That this scenario is not one of the Umariyatin. Umariyatain. That it is not one of the two Umariyatain. That it is not one of the two Umariyatain. Number one, there are no children in the equation. Number two, there are no brothers and sisters in the equation. If there are brothers and sisters in the equation, will she be entitled to a third? No, straight away, khalas, she's not entitled to a third, because it goes against the shart, the condition mentioned in the Quran itself. Number three, that it is not one of the two Umariyati. Are you brothers and sisters with me so far? If we find a scenario where there's a husband, father and mother, there's already a way that we distribute that. Agreed? Pretty straightforward. However, if that's not the case, and you also meet the other two conditions, you give her a third. Does that make sense? Let's take a quick mas'ala. Quick example. Can somebody come up, Ahmed, tafadhal.
I mean, solve it. Solve it.
So, this is Mas'alat al-Umariya.
Sorry?
Mas'alat al-Umariya, right?
Mas'alat al-Umariya?
Because wives are not dead, but there's four wives. So.
Sure. Doesn't she get what? Her quota?
Yeah, if there's no kids. But you've got to split the quota, right?
Why are you pressing her for?
It's life.
Huh? Are you not oppressing her by not giving her a quota?
It's
quota? So there's a quota, right? Cut the quota into four, give them their right. Is that it?
Yeah, so they split the quota. So, which color do I use?
Use the black one. So you give a quota, huh?
No. This would be four. And the mother takes a third of what's remainder, which is one. father. Is that right? The father takes the remainder, which is two.
Sure?
Yeah.
This is Umariya? Is it Umariya brothers? I may think otherwise.
Is Umariya only the condition of one wife?
Mmm.
Okay.
No, you're right. You're right. Whether there's two wives, three wives, four wives, it doesn't change the dynamics. Okay? It doesn't change the dynamics. So it is Umariya. I was seeing who was screwed on. Jazakallah khair, ya Ahmed. Ahmed al-Faradi. لا لا تفضل ليش؟ سكير سو ماتش ها؟ طيب ها ما تفضل We have a dad, we have a mom. تفضل. You can put the fractions there if there are any, and then put the saham of each one right next to it. Tawadal.
So the dad bots the uncle out. One gets a third, dad gets the remainder.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Because there's no children in the equation. So it's a third.
So what's the base number, Araf?
So the three.
Oh yeah? How much you give dad?
Let me just give mom her share first. Dad gets two.
Excellent. Very good. Jazakallah khair. Always go back to the conditions. In order for me to give the mother her third, I have to meet what? Three conditions. Is it one of the Umariyatain? Why is it not from the Umariyatain? Because there's no wife, no husband. Excellent. طيب, are there any children in the equation? No, there isn't. Brothers and sisters in the equation? Of the one who has passed away? No. طيب. You guys ready for this one, huh? Dad, mom, three brothers. Who wants to come solve this? Tafadhal. Blue one, put it in there, and then the rest.
Okay, so be free there. So I assume that the fact that the dad's alive, the brothers are not getting anything.
Sorry?
Since the dad's alive, the siblings aren't getting anything. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, then right, I don't know, it could be wrong, you might be wrong.
Okay.
Wow,
I
found it.
Wow.
What's the condition?
Yeah, what's the moment when he gets a third if there's no brothers and sisters? However, do we need to specify if it's like paternal, maternal, etc.?
Just because the brothers don't inherit, the conditions don't come into play.
Very good. This is a trick one. اختلف العلماء في هذه المسألة. Scholars, they differed. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah says, خلاص, she still keeps her. Huh? But the majority of the scholars, they say the fact that they are alive, even though they're not taking anything because of the dad, huh? Kicking them out, صح? It still affects it. So if she doesn't take a third, how much do you take?
Six.
Six. Give her a six. Trust me, it was a hard one. I remember I got it wrong. But I felt good because Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah was there. Huh? Takes five, and then the mom takes? Good. So the fact that they are there, it impacts it. Whether they take or not, whether they take, the fact that they are there impacts how much the mum gets. Whether they take or not, that doesn't affect the dynamics. Does that make sense? So here, our friend.
Where's your pen?
Okay. Generally speaking, based on what we have studied, here it says there are no brothers and sisters. Taib, are there brothers and sisters? There are brothers and sisters. Taib, do we meet the other two conditions?
Yes, we do. Sir?
We meet them. Taib, we say they are boxed out or they are taken out of the equation because of the dad. That which we've been going on about so long. You know, every time we say, as long as the dad's alive, brothers and sisters, they don't take nothing. I've all told my brothers and sisters, always remember me. Huh? Telling my brothers and sisters, you are not entitled to a single penny as long as my dad is alive. لا تظلموه. Don't oppress him. Give him his right and you guys go work. Huh? طيب, taking him out. What would, based on what we studied today, how much would we give each one? The mom would take a third and the dad takes the remainder, صح? However, the condition says no brothers and sisters. But there are brothers, yes, they are not inheriting anything. However, them being alive, it affects how much the mom gets. According to the majority of the scholars. So what do we do here? How much do we give the mom?
Six. Father?
Then X. So the mas'al is out of? Dad? Allah says in the Quran, right? فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةَ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسِ. If he has brothers, the mother takes a sixth. Yeah. Yeah, Allah, according to the majority of scholars, they take that. We will go with what the majority of scholars take for the time being. Make sense, brothers? Time is up. Second category. Who did we say? Al-Ikhwa li-Um. Al-Ikhwa li-Um. Who are Ikhwa li-Um?
half brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters from mum's side. Half brothers and sisters from mum's side. Tayyip, what does that mean? I gave you guys this example before. Okay? I have a father and I have a mother. Let's just say they split up with one another. You have Mr. Sharif and Mrs. Khadija. You guys with me so far? Mr. Sharif remarries. And Mrs. Khadija, she remarries. The children that my father has, what are they considered with this other lady? Half brothers and sisters from that side. The children that my mother has now with her new husband. Huh? What does that make them to me? Half brothers and sisters from mom's side. Is there anyone here that did not get that? If you tell me, if you want me to repeat it again so you understand, let me know. I want everyone to understand that. Everybody get that? Half brothers and sisters from mom's side. There are also what? Three conditions. Hi, brothers, what do you think the conditions are?
The full siblings? The full siblings?
No, or there. In order for the half brothers and sisters, in order for them to take a third, there has to be more than one. There has to be more than one. So if he's by himself or she's by herself, she's not entitled to a third. She'll be entitled to a sixth, but we'll come on to that. Huh? So the way they word it is wujud. No. No. Two or more. And there has to be what? Two or more of them. No children. No father and above. هذا يحتاج إلى تعليق. Requires further this part here above. That's another مسألة for another time. الإخوة مع الجد. The brothers now with the grandfather. That's a whole different issue, inshallah ta'ala, which we'll come into later on down the line. طيب. Are these conditions clear? Huh?
Your father is a their father, my father.
No. Okay. Father and the deceased. We're just speaking about the relationship that the father has with the deceased. طيب. الإخوة اليوم. الإخوة اليوم. We mentioned Adam and Asl al-Warith. طيب, your question is, somebody passes away. This father that we're referring to, which father is it? Is that your question?
Yeah.
No, it's my father. What has their father got to do with anything here? Talking about me, I died. Huh? I died. I left behind a father. Sahih? And then I also have brothers and sisters from my mom's side. Will they inherit me? That's the question.
فهمتي؟ ممكن علينا to repeat again. Huh? طيب one more time. Good. I like it when somebody says that. Let me repeat it again. I, Abu Taymiyyah, told you guys earlier that I have a father called what? What was his name? Sharif. I have a mother called? May Allah Azza wa Jalla give them both long lives upon ta'a. طيب. Mrs. Khadija, she remarries and has kids. What are they to me? Half brothers and sisters from mom's side. طيب, my dad remarries, has children with this new wife. They now have children. What does that, what's their relationship to me, them children? Half brothers and sisters from that side. Is that clear? Excellent so far? طيب, I, Abu Taymiyyah, pass away. I've left behind half brothers and sisters from my mom's side. Do they inherit me? Do they inherit me? Providing these three conditions are met. What are these three conditions? Adam al-far al-waris. I did not leave behind any kids. Is that the first one that I mentioned? No. First one that I mentioned is that there is what? More than one of them. Yani Mrs. Khadija, who remarried and ended up having two, three kids. She had three kids. Does that meet a condition? There's two or more. Okay, she had only two with this new guy. Does that fulfill the condition? Yes, it does. Two or more. What was the second condition? No children, meaning I did not leave behind any children. What was the third condition? Father, my father. Yeah? Not this new guy who came into the equation. It's got nothing to do with alaqati bihi. What's my relationship with him? Huh? Married my mother. They call him stepfather, right? Tayyib. Just came into the equation now. Why should he take anything? Does that make it clear? We're talking about my father, my father. There, these conditions are related. Well, this one here and this one is related to my children and my father. Make sense? Yeah, my father is alive. Mr. Sharif. Taimi is alive. Huh?
Adopt.
No, that's adopting. Adopted children, they don't take nothing. We're talking about she had. Huh? They came out of her womb. Yeah? Father. No, if he passes away, that's different. They're his children now. It's a whole different equation. We're talking about me. When do my half brothers and sisters from my mom's side inherit me? Is that clear? Huh? You got a question? Ask. You. You look confused. Huh? You're not confused? Clear? Is that clear? ما الدليل؟ Does anyone know the evidence for this? As to why they take a third? وإن كانوا أكثر من ذلك فهم شركاء في الثلث. Who's أكثر من ذلك? Good. If you go back a little bit, what was the part of the ayah before that? طيب. I'll bring it. وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ وَلَدًا فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ تُوصُونَ بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ وَإِنْ كَانُوا إِخْوَةً رِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً فَلِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. من كان إخوة رجالا ونساء فليتذكر مثله أين؟ لا. And the ayah that you said is correct. I just want to go back a little bit. Some of the scholars, I believe, قراءة Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said that this is pertaining to إخوة لأم. Okay? So it's pertaining to إخوة لأم because of that, they have you guys noticed something? How much are they entitled to? Third. طيب, half brothers from the father's side, are they entitled to a set amount? Are they residuary beneficiaries or are they individuals who are people who have a set amount allocated to them. They don't have a set amount, they're residuary beneficiaries. They are residuary beneficiaries. Huh? Someone will look at this and think, oh, my half brothers and sisters from my mom's side. They have a set amount. Once they're given their amount, and there is also half brothers and sisters from the dad's side, if there's anything left, then they'll take it. If there isn't, they don't. But we will come on to that, inshallah ta'ala. Huh? It's a mas'ala that is studied. It is a mas'ala that is studied. Hab ana abana min hajar. We'll come on to that, inshallah ta'ala. It's called mas'ala al-himariya. Or mas'ala al-hajariya. The mas'ala pertaining to the donkey. Or the mas'ala pertaining to the stone. Some of the companions, they mentioned, what if, huh? Let's just say, for example, that our father was a donkey. Come on to that, don't inshallah. Or a stone. I'll mention the full picture another time, inshallah. As I say, we have the same dad. Come on to that, inshallah. Wait, did everybody get the three conditions? Students, masala. Husband, four of them, yeah? I think everybody knows what I'm talking about, right? Four half brothers and sisters, i.e. from the mom's side. طيب, who else? Two uncles. I need somebody to come up. Husband, four half brothers and sisters from the mom's side, two uncles. Based on what you have studied today, you want to come up? Huh? Aya jama'at al khayrati wal barakat. Tfaddal. Huh? It's very simple what we've taken today. Tanya, tfaddal. Huh? Why? That's tayyib. How much do you give the husband?
I start with the four brothers, they get a third.
You give them a third. Why? Why do they get a third?
Because it's more than one.
More than one. First condition, hey.
They have no children.
Does that mean the second condition? طيب. What about third condition? Does he meet it? Is there a father in the equation?
No.
Good. If there was a father,
then they wouldn't.
They're brothers. They're brothers of the deceased. Whether half or full, they are brothers at the end of the day and sisters. You know, you kick them out. Huh? طيب. No father above. طيب. So how many, what do you give the half brothers?
Third.
Huh?
Third.
What about the husband?
Half.
That's remember one condition. Ashab, you just always think about the conditions in order to give them the allocated amount. طيب. What about the uncles? Now, who does the father block out? Huh? Oh, there's no father in the equation. Oh, so no, I just thought. So how much do they give them? Residuary beneficiary. Good. Base number is out of?
Six.
Why six? Forget about this mathematical way that you guys have. Tell me what I taught you guys. You have the first group and you have the second group. What's part of the first group?
Half,
quarter, eighth. What's the second group? Third, What's half of that?
Sixth.
What the sister taught us, guys.
Start two thirds.
What do we start with always when we speak about the second majma'ah, the second group?
Two thirds.
You half two thirds, you get a third. What's half of the third?
Sixth.
Tayyib. We mentioned if a half now meets any of the fractions in the second group, how much do we give them? Or what do we make the base number?
Six.
How much do we give the husband?
Two.
Uncle, is there anything left for him?
One.
Is that clear? Pretty straightforward, sah? Dave, can somebody send a paper around? I want to put all of you guys in a WhatsApp group. I'm going to send you guys questions after questions after questions. I'm traveling out to Australia tomorrow. So I'm going to be absent next week, inshallah. Yeah? Does that make sense, brothers?
Yeah.
And I'm going to send you guys questions after questions after questions. You would have to do it and then send in a group. Okay? Everybody write your WhatsApp on there, inshallah ta'ala. No one of the brothers can make. Well, our brothers and sisters who have attended, you guys are doing amazing. If you guys have understood up until this point, most of the masail that we receive as inheritance questions, you can what? Calculate it. Even if you don't ever become a faradi, it's good to know these kind of things.
At the beginning, you mentioned just brothers, but is it now both brothers and sisters?
We are talking half brothers and half sisters brothers. From mom's side.
Either one.
We're talking about mom's side, not dad's side.
No, either one is a brother or sister.
Yeah, it could be two half sisters from the mom's side. It could be two brothers from the mom's side. It could be one brother and one sister from the mom's side. Does that make sense?
One brother, one sister from the mom's
yep.
side. They both get fed.
Yep, they will both get fed. Is that clear, brothers and sisters?
Yeah.